From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. John Vantoff points to the Doug Ford record of the past 4 years, reacting to yesterday's provincial budget. The NDP member for Temiscaming Cochrane notes that 4 years ago, Premier Ford said it would be easy to cut 4% from the budget. Now the Conservatives say they'll be the biggest spending government in history.
We need to look at their record and the cuts that they have made and the cuts that they will continue to make if they're elected again.
The June 2nd election must be called by next Wednesday. The provincial budget has $74 million in it for Timmins. It's an investment in the connecting link that runs from the tracks in Porcupine to Kamascosha Road. City engineer Pat Seguin says it means more money can be dedicated to other pressing infrastructure issues and completing the connecting link at a quicker pace. Four military cadets have died in an incident in Kingston. The Department of National Defense says emergency crews were called to a scene near the Royal Military College and CFB Kingston at around 2 o'clock this morning. Global News reports the incident involved a vehicle and the four were pronounced dead at the scene. Military officials say no further comments will be provided until next of kin are notified. People need socks all year round. With that in mind, Socks Timmins is collecting new socks this Sunday in the parking lot at the Porcupine Mall. They'll be distributed to needy people through several community agencies. Aaron Thompson of the Timmins Connect Club, which recently took over Socks Timmins, says this time of year they can even be those shorty sports socks. Even in the summer, they protect feet from some of the elements.
And that includes our own body's elements. So keeping sand, dirt, things like that out of our feet is really important.
Super Sock Sunday runs from 11 until 3 outside the Giant Tiger entrance at the Porcupine Mall. In Moose Sports, the city of Timmins might have to replace the roof at the McIntyre Arena. It could be blown off by the packed house for tonight's Game 7 between the Rock and the Hearst Lumberjacks. Seats sold out in under 3 hours. Only standing room tickets are left, and they're going fast. Parking is an issue with the Home and Garden Show in the curling rink, so the hockey team is providing shuttle buses from Vipond Road, and the Sportsplex Mount Joy and Whitney Arenas beginning at 5:45. Game time is 7:30. The winner moves on to the league championship round. And look up when you're outside the MAC tonight to see the Rock flag flying proudly. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.